Leading the news this morning, at least 100 people have now died in those Israeli airstrikes on Gaza. A media tower was targeted for a second day, killing at least one senior member of Islamic Jihad. Hamas has also been firing rockets at Israeli towns. Efforts are continuing in Cairo to broker a truce. Melbourne police say they want to speak to a convicted killer in relation to the murder of Sarah Cafferkey. They say Stephen Hunter, who was jailed for stabbing a schoolgirl to death back in 1986, is a person of interest. Ms. Cafferkey's body was found in a Point Cook home at the weekend. A 45-year-old man faces court today charged with the murder of a woman in Melbourne's West. The 58-year-old woman was shot in the head on a street in West Footscray yesterday. Detectives found a rifle nearby and say the pair knew each other. The federal opposition is warning taxpayers could face a multi-million dollar compensation bill because of the government's ban on a super trawler. Environment Minister Tony Burke has banned the Able Tasman trawler from fishing in Australian waters for 2 years. The federal government is moving to simplify anti-discrimination laws to make it much easier for people to file a complaint. Now, among the changes, employers won't be able to ask women if they intend having children. Religious organisations will still be able to refuse to hire gay people.